Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is a vitally important time for all life evolving on this planet. The beings of light from the realms of illumined truth are stressing how critical it is for light workers to stay focused on the light. Even in the face of seeming adversity, it is imperative that we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world, and not things that we do not want. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we will empower and sustain the very things that we're trying to eliminate on this planet. The important thing for us to realize now is that with the miracles that have taken place, our human egos have been released and our God self has raised this aspect of our personality into the higher schools of learning, where it will be transformed and eventually returned to the heart of our I Am presence. Our human egos can no longer manipulate us through their fear-based consciousness. That may seem too good to be true, but it is not. Now what we have to do is be present in every moment of our lives and function from the higher consciousness of our I Am presence, our true God self. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world at this time. We've been preparing for lifetimes to be the open door for the light of God during these monumental and auspicious times on this planet. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. So no matter how buried a human being may be in their painful outer world circumstances, or how far they may be from realizing the profound truth that they are beloved children of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in everyone's life. All we have to do is remember that we are one with all life. There is no separation. As we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. We have the ability to ask the I Am presence of every person to intervene in that person's life. We are one with that precious soul. And if we invoke the light of God on their behalf, it gives their God self permission to intervene. You know, we've all heard the universal laws, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. Well, there is another universal law that's very important for us to be aware of, and that is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. But once we ask, the floodgates of heaven open. Fortunately, since we are all one, that means that even if a person is abiding in the physical plane and does not understand these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this dimension can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to intervene in that particular person's life. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without even knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and his or her highest good, and the highest good for all concerned, then the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. during our special time together today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every soul evolving on this sweet earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a new day on planet Earth. Let's remember that and move forward with great expectations as we co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth together. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the hearts and minds of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness today. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. This is expanding a magnificent grid of pure divine love around this planet. This grid is a fifth dimensional frequency of God's transfiguring divine love, and it expands from the deepest frequencies of humanity's pain and suffering into the highest realms of pure divine light. This grid of divine love is the bridge to freedom over which this planet and all her life are in the process of ascending out of the darkness into the light. So now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel yourself being transformed by this powerful force of light. During our time together, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we have asked the God Self, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, to participate with us as we invoke these powerful frequencies of light in perfect alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good. We invoke the assistance that cosmic law allows for our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So what does it mean for us to be functioning without our human egos? Well, now that our human egos have been released and escorted into the higher schools of learning by our I Am presences, it is our responsibility to daily and hourly think and feel aligned with our I Am presence before we respond to a situation. Move away from any trace of fear and say to yourself every moment with every situation that manifests in your life, I am my I Am presence. And from this level of divine consciousness, I will respond to this situation with the highest good for all concerned. How will I add to the light of the world with my thoughts, words, feelings, actions, beliefs, and attitudes in this particular instance? How will I respond from the consciousness of my I Am presence to this situation? Then, with listening grace, respond to the divine guidance of your I Am presence. Listen to that inner heart prompting. Without the interference of our human egos, we are all going to be able to hear that inner guidance of our I Am presence in new and profound ways. This has been extremely difficult for us in the past, but the past is over. Everything has changed. Listen to the inner guidance of your I Am presence and trust yourself. I know that often we're confused as to whether it is just the habit of our lower human ego, an etheric record and memory, or our I am presence that we are responding to. And there's an easy test to be sure that you are responding to the guidance of your I am presence and not merely connecting with the etheric records and the residue of your human ego. And that test is to simply ask yourself, is this response free from fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? Am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? If your answer is no to any of those questions, then the guidance is not coming from your I am presence, and you are simply responding to the residual habit that your human ego used to act out of in the past. Instead of acting out of that old habit, center yourself again and ask your I am presence for guidance again. Ask those questions. Is this response free from fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for everybody involved, for all concerned? Am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? Keep asking your I am presence for guidance and keep asking yourself those questions as many times as you need to until you are able to answer yes to all of those questions. Now, as we begin our special time together today, we'll take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth, connecting on a higher level with the I am presence that is now the predominant influence in our lives. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward. I will state this visualization in the first person so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly. But know that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also invoking it for every man, woman, and child, and all life evolving on this sweet earth. Begin by breathing in deeply and exhaling deeply and rhythmically. I breathe in deeply, and as I exhale, any stress, confusion, or doubt is being swept away by my I am presence. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I go within to the divinity of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. As I focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame that is pulsating in my heart, I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence expands into my earthly bodies, and the vibration of every electron in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I am presence, and I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity, my true God reality, as a beloved son or daughter of God. My earthly bodies become shining and invincible within the radiance of my I am presence. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter. And I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitations of the physical plane. All the illusions just drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all of that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God flows into my consciousness. As these divine truths resonate within my heart and mind, I am lifted higher and higher into the realms of illumined truth. I now experience myself fully present in the realms of light, the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, where my I Am presence abides. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. As I revel in their exquisite light, my Mother God, the divine presence we have always known as the Holy Spirit, projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe, that she is at long last able to return through the heart flames of her beloved children on earth. As a special gift to me and all of her beloved children, she awakens within us the remembrance of our purpose and reason for being on earth. This divine light is resonating through our consciousness, unimpeded by the interference of the lower human ego that has blocked for eons of time the realization of our divinity as beloved sons and daughters of God. In my newly activated state of consciousness, the sons and daughters of God on earth are being consecrated. Our gift of life is expanding through us to intensify our abilities to fulfill our divine plans. All life is being lifted into this new level of consciousness with me, and each and every person's I Am presence is taking dominion of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace and the manifestation of our wayward human egos, which took place eons ago. Through this higher level of divine consciousness, resonating through the heart and mind of every person, being expanded with the love of our Mother God, humanity begins to know, deep within the recesses of our hearts, this sacred truth. We came into this world with a specific purpose. We came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. We came to love life free and to realize the truth about ourselves. We came to contribute to the salvation and the rebirth of our beloved planet Earth. We are one with our Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of God is now dwelling within every person's heart flame. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and the order of the universe. Without any one of us, God would be incomplete. Without any one of us, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before us to do, we will now do with happiness and enthusiasm. For we now know and understand that nothing is too insignificant. And as sons and daughters of God, we are powerful beyond our knowing. Never again will there be a sense of futility in our lives. This was an illusion manipulated by our fear-based and fragmented human egos. We are overflowing with gratitude to our Father, Mother, God for the opportunity to remember who we are and to be in physical form at this time, fulfilling our vital facets of the unfolding divine plan. We are so thankful to be right where we are, right now, serving all who come our way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing our true worth, we now go forth with uplifted determination. We see with our inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God pulsating within every person's heart flame. We see with our physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere on this planet. We are peaceful, powerful, and poised. For we now know who we are. We are our beloved I Am Presence, empowered sons and daughters of God. And we have come to earth to love all life free. And through the daily activities of our lives, so we shall. We now breathe in deeply and return our attention to the room, becoming aware of our physical bodies by gently moving our fingers and our toes. As we exhale, we open our eyes and begin breathing normally. As we relax and listen to these words, we allow these divine energies to be assimilated into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Today we're going to talk about the process of conscious co-creation. This is something that we've addressed before, but what we have to understand is that this is a new day on planet Earth. And now, for the first time since our fall from grace eons ago, we are all able to consciously co-create without the interference of our human egos. These fear-based, fragmented aspects of our personality didn't understand that if we moved into the full expression of our mighty I Am Presence, it would be raised up and transformed into a higher expression of life. Our human egos always thought that if our I Am Presence took dominion of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, the ego would be destroyed and cease to exist. This is impossible because there is no separation. We are one with all life. But when our I Am presence is in control, as it is now, what happens is it transcends the grasp of the lower fragmented consciousness of the human ego. This is what has occurred for every man, woman, and child on earth. And each person's I Am presence has gathered up this fragmented level of consciousness and lifted our human egos into the higher schools of learning, where they are now being transformed into a higher expression of life. Eventually, our egos will be returned to the heart of our I Am presence and blending and merging with the perfection of our highest divine potential. So how will we begin today with the process of learning about conscious co-creation? Well, first of all, we must constantly remind ourselves, now through the consciousness of our I Am presence, as never before, that whatever we are thinking, feeling, saying, and doing, we are co-creating, empowering, and magnetizing into our lives with unprecedented power from the higher realms of perfection. Let's contemplate this statement for a moment. Whatever we are thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, we are co-creating, empowering, and magnetizing into our lives. So daily and hourly, with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, are we empowering the obsolete behavior patterns, the fragmented memories and etheric records of our human egos, such as hatred, war, dysfunctional relationships, poverty, disease, fear of natural disasters, cataclysmic earth changes, governmental conspiracies, corporate corruption, economic collapse, violent crime, inhumane behavior toward each other, or any other negative situation that was responsible from the human ego? Or are we empowering the behavior patterns that reflect our I Am presence and the patterns of perfection for the new earth, such as prosperity, abundance, vibrant health, loving relationships, fulfilling creative jobs, happiness, spiritual growth, world peace, global harmony, tolerance, planetary healing, reverence for all life, and the infinite visions of the new earth? The first step in the process of conscious co-creation is for us to become aware of what we are focusing our attention on and what we are empowering with our thoughts and feelings. To begin consciously creating what we want, we must first evaluate our lives and decide what we like about them and what we need to change or improve. Then, while using our creative faculties of thought and feeling, we need to write down a detailed vision describing exactly what we want to create and the type of lives that we want to live. Remember that when you're making this list, sometimes we're so used to focusing on the negativity that we can't even think of positive things. So look at the things that aren't working for you in your life and say, what do I want instead of that? Whatever it is that you want instead of that should be part of your vision that you are co-creating. Remember, our visions must always reflect the highest good for ourselves and for everyone involved. We must never be willing to attain our goals at the expense of another person or another living thing. We can easily fulfill that requirement by striving for the most positive visions that we can think of, and then by stating, I ask my I Am presence to ensure that my visions always manifest in alignment with the highest good for all concerned. I'm going to repeat that. I ask my I Am Presence to ensure that all of my visions always manifest in alignment with the highest good for all concerned. What we're all going to experience is that without the interference of our lower human egos who have sabotaged us and tried to block our visions for eons of time, we're going to come up with much better plans for what we want to co-create in our life, and they're going to manifest much more quickly. Our I Am Presence is in control now, and our I Am Presence only works toward the highest and best for every facet of life. By stating that simple invocation, we will give our I Am Presence permission to intervene and to safeguard our visions to reflect only the highest good. Once again, that simple invocation is, I ask my I Am Presence to ensure that my visions always manifest in alignment with the highest good for all concerned. If there's a glitch in your vision that would cause harm to any other part of life or not be the highest good for you, by invoking your I Am Presence to intervene, this vision will be fine-tuned and adjusted in ways that'll correct the problem and manifest only the highest good. So after you've come up with the vision in your mind, writing down your vision is a very important step. This is what begins the process of creating a new matrix and a new archetype in the physical world of form. The first step of changing any human experience or condition is to create a vision or a blueprint that forms the matrix or the archetype for what we want to co-create. Then we must write it down and make it a physical manifestation. This process will shatter and replace the matrix and archetype of the old dysfunctional situation or behavior pattern that we want to change or improve. As we focus the power of our attention on our new vision and magnetize the light of God into it daily with positive thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will magnetize the unformed primal light from the core of creation into the new matrix and archetype, and our vision will take place and form much more quickly than we can envision. The moment we have magnetized enough of the primal light substance to reach a critical mass for our vision, it will manifest tangibly in our earthly experiences. So let's talk about what it means to reach a critical mass for a moment. We've talked about that before, but I'd like this to be a real clear understanding because it is such a vital, important part of the process. And knowing about reaching critical mass helps us understand why sometimes it takes longer than we would like it to for our vision to manifest. For simplicity, let's realize that everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. So when we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches a critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. Now, reaching critical mass has various events and various variables that determine when that is reached. But for simplicity, the Company of Heaven has asked us to think of critical mass as being 51% of whatever it is that we're working toward. So 51% of the new vision, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our goals. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches 51% of the higher vibration, the remaining 49% of that electron is instantly absorbed into the new vibration and the entire electron is pulled into the higher frequency. Nothing can stop that shift of critical mass. So how does this facet of quantum physics affect our ability to consciously co-create new lives for ourselves? Well, as we strive to improve our lives, the same laws of quantum physics apply. When empowering a vision or a thought form, the moment 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness is in alignment with our vision, it reaches a critical mass and nothing can stop it from manifesting. The problem is, of course, that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs, and it may even look as if we are very far away from that instant of transformation. This is when we usually feel like our efforts are failing, and we just give up. The beings of light have said that sometimes we are just a breath away from reaching a critical mass, but we don't realize that, so we get discouraged and we stop working toward our goal. Then, tragically, we end up never accomplishing our goal and the changes that we're striving for in our lives. So in very practical terms, reaching a critical mass means that when we are striving to create, let's say, prosperity in our lives, the moment that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are vibrating with 51% prosperity consciousness instead of poverty consciousness, our life circumstances will shift and we will experience prosperity. The moment 51% of our energy is aligned with self-esteem and love, we will magnetize positive relationships into our lives. The moment 51% of our energy is aligned with peace, harmony, and balance, we will manifest those divine qualities tangibly in our life experiences. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented miscreation that we may have inadvertently created through the lower consciousness of our human egos. Poverty has no power over the limitless abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies appearing on the screen of life through the misbehavior of our human egos. Whatever you do, do not give up. The light of God is increasing daily and hourly, and people everywhere are beginning to awaken to the truth of who they are and why they are here. Contrary to what we have come to believe, we are not just a fragmented, limited, dysfunctional facet of our fear-based human egos. We are beloved sons and daughters of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. This is going to become more obvious to every person day by day as our God self responds through our four lower bodies and our ego is no longer manipulating us. Remember this fact and act out of that inner knowing. We can turn around what is happening in our lives and on earth. Without the interference of our human egos, it is going to be much easier. We are no longer going to feel like we are walking through tar into gale-force winds to try and accomplish our goals. Together, we can change the course of history. And the more we listen to the inner guidance of our I Am presence and act out of that consciousness every single day, in every single situation, the more quickly our lives will be transformed. Now, as children of God, we have the responsibility of co-creating our physical reality. Through lifetimes of misunderstandings, we have developed the erroneous belief that we are just powerful victims of circumstance, when in fact we are the powerful co-creators of our lives. We have gotten into this poor me consciousness of thinking that it is out of control and there's nothing we can do about it. When we accept that we are on earth during this unique moment to co-create the wonders of heaven on earth through our I Am presence, we become the empowered instruments of God that we are destined to be. Our acknowledgement of this truth opens our hearts, and it allows our I Am presence to increase the amount of light flowing through our earthly bodies. As the light of God flows through us into the matrix of our vision, it enters the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy. The light then pushes to the surface any behavior pattern, beliefs, or fears that conflict with the frequencies of perfection in our vision. As the discordant frequencies of energy surface to be healed and transmuted back into light, they often create the illusion that things are getting worse. That is because we can easily see the surfacing negativity. But what we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing that negativity to the surface. This phenomenon has the effect of keeping our attention focused on the negative things that we're trying to change instead of our new vision. This is why we need to consciously be present and invoke our I Am presence to guide us through these situations, to lift us above the illusion of the surfacing negativity, and to help us stay focused on the vision of what it is that we are wanting to co-create in our lives. We must be present in each moment, consciously asking ourselves those questions of our I Am presence that will help us to know that we are aligned with this higher aspect of ourselves and not our lower human ego. This is a time for us to each remain centered and directed in that presence. As we say, is this response free from fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? And am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? Gradually, this will be an automatic reflex response. These questions will be available to us instantaneously, and day by day, we can move forward in the light. When we are focused on the surfacing negativity instead of on our vision, we empower and sustain the negative things that we're striving to change. Instead of eliminating the problems, we actually intensify them. This has the tendency of making us feel desperate, overwhelmed, and hopeless. But God has given us a very powerful tool to assist us with this vitally important facet of the co-creative process. So in addition to staying focused on our visions, we can prevent our old surfacing patterns of limitation from sabotaging us by transmuting them with the gift of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This violet flame is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue flame of divine will and power from our Father God, and the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love and reverence for life from our Mother God. As these two aspects of our Father, Mother, God merge into one powerful force of sacred fire, the violet flame of forgiveness and infinite transmutation is created. As we invoke the violet flame and transmute the surfacing negativity by asking our I Am presence to blaze the violet flame in, through, and around all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have ever expressed from all time frames and dimensions, both known and unknown, that will in any way prevent or interfere with the manifestation of our new vision. We will be able to move forward quickly without that interference. A simple invocation, such as, I invoke my I Am presence and the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that is less than the perfection of my new vision. Once again, I invoke the I Am presence and the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that is less than the perfection of my new vision. This covers the gamut of all time frames, all dimensions, every thought, word, action, or feeling you have ever expressed since you were first breathed forth from the heart of God that is vibrating with a frequency that is less than the perfection of your vision. Remember, the violet flame is the perfect balance of the masculine polarity of our Father God, which resonates with the sapphire blue radiance and pulsates with divine qualities of God's will and power, and the feminine polarity of our Mother God, which resonates with the crystalline pink radiance and pulsates with divine qualities of love and reverence for all life. Together, the pink and blue polarities of our Father, Mother, God form the violet flame, which manifests not only the masculine and feminine qualities of our God parents, but the divine qualities of God's infinite perfection, which include limitless physical perfection, transmutation, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, opportunity, rhythm, invocation, and the divine ceremony as well. This sacred fire is the most effective tool that we can use to quickly transmute the negative energy that we have inadvertently created in the past through our lower human egos that is now returning to us to be transformed and transmuted into light. By using the violet flame, which is a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and focusing the power of our attention on what we want to create in our lives instead of the things that we do not want, we have the ability to transform our situation. Through the power of our attention and by monitoring and controlling what we're allowing ourselves to empower with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, we can co-create the lives we want. By being present in every moment, invoking your I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity, and asking those questions, each and every situation, we can co-create the lives we want. This is a new day on planet Earth, and our I Am presence is now able to communicate with us in previously unknown ways because it is no longer impeded by our human egos. For the first time since our fall from grace, eons ago, the frequency of vibration in our earthly bodies is not being manipulated by our human egos. Our bodies have reached a frequency that will allow our I Am presence to have direct access to our conscious minds. This means that we have the ability to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. A higher level of divine intelligence is now coursing through our mental bodies and the mental strata of Earth. We have a renewed ability to understand the universal truths that are flooding into our conscious minds and our open hearts. We are now able to understand with a new level of clarity that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are creating our life experiences every single day. With every breath we take and with every beat of our hearts, our gift of life is continually flowing through our heart flames. We use this life force to form thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, which go out from us on electromagnetic currents of energy, very much like radio or television waves. Depending on our frame of mind at the time, we qualify our life force either with positive vibrations or negative vibrations. So every moment, we are sending forth feelings and thoughts, qualified with what our frame of mind is in that moment. So we need to be present. We need to consciously pay attention. Are we sending forth thoughts of hate or love? Thoughts of disease or health? Thoughts of poverty or abundance? Corruption or integrity? Chaos or harmony? And every other frequency of polar opposites that we can conjure up, involving the miscreations of our human ego and the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are now flowing into our conscious minds. As our thoughts and feelings pass through the atmosphere to the person, place, condition, or thing we have sent them to, they magnetize to themselves other thoughts and feelings that are vibrating at the same frequency. Remember, like attracts like. This is the law of the circle, or as we have so frequently heard it called recently, the law of attraction. Once our thoughts and feelings reach their point of destination, they interact with the existing energies there, and then they return to us on the law of the circle. So at any given moment, our life experiences are reflecting our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Every moment, with every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the light of the world or to the shadows. Just think of that for a moment. With every thought, word, action, or feeling, in every moment, we are either adding to the light of the world or to the shadows. It is now our responsibility, free from the interference of our human egos, to consciously be a peace-commanding presence on this planet, be the open door for God's infinite abundance, eternal peace, joy, happiness, divine government, which is a government of the God selves of humanity, by the God selves of humanity, for the God selves of humanity, perpetually working toward the highest good for all concerned and the harmony and balance of all life on this planet. This is our moment. We are being lifted into new, previously unknown opportunities. Pay attention to the things that are happening. Listen to the positive things that are being reported through the media, on the internet. There's still going to be the negative things because there's still people connected to the etheric memories of drama and trauma in their lives, but pay attention to the things that are making a positive difference on this planet. Focus on the light, and you will witness the transformation of this earth tangibly taking place here and now. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for joining with us today and expanding your light through our beloved chalice of light through the unified light workers on this planet. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'd like for you to tune in with us again next week as we expand the light of the world with the information that is being given to us by the Company of Heaven. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.